Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula is collecting household hazardous waste on Saturday, September 18th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Central Peninsula Landfill in Soldotna. This event is offered to minimize harmful toxins entering into the landfill, and it is free to households. Businesses, however, will be charged a fee. Also, households with 55 gallons or more total must pre-register. The Kenai Peninsula Borough's Hazardous Waste Disposal Program gives households and small businesses the opportunity to properly dispose of hazardous waste and chemicals. Improper disposal can contaminate water supplies, cause explosions and fires, and poses a serious threat to waste collection workers. Hazardous waste collection days are scheduled periodically throughout the year at the Central Peninsula Landfill, as well as in Homer and the Seward Transfer Facilities. Hazardous wastes are waste that in sufficient quantities and concentrations pose a threat to human life, health, or the environment when improperly stored, transported, treated, or disposed. Hazardous household materials include antifreeze, art and hobby supplies, automotive batteries, non-automotive batteries, a limit up to 40 pounds daily for those, pesticides and herbicides up to 5 gallons or up to 40 pounds for those, photographic chemicals up to 5 gallons or 40 pounds for those, resins and adhesives 5 gallons or 40 pounds of those, as well as used oil. Wastes not accepted includes ammunition, blasting caps, and gunpowder, as well as reactives, including sodium metal and radioactive wastes. Again, this event is happening Saturday, September 18th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Central Peninsula Landfill in Soldotna. For more information, call NRC Alaska 877-375-5040 or 907-262-9667. Details, RadioKenai.com. Alaska's hospitals have been overwhelmed by an ongoing COVID-19 surge, but administrators won't be looking for help from state political leaders, saying there's no point. Jared Kozin, president and CEO of the Alaska Hospitals and Nursing Home Association, said that when the situation is this serious, there's no time for theatrics. The major challenge facing hospitals is staffing. Earlier this month, the state made an emergency request for over 470 out-of-state medical personnel, including for nurses and respiratory therapists. Gene Wiseman of the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services said Thursday that a contract is very close to being finalized. There, however, remains no guarantee that the personnel request will be completely filled, as has been seen in other states. Hospitals are anxiously awaiting to see how many people will come, when they'll arrive, and for how long. Once the contract is secured, attention will quickly turn to logistics. According to a spokesperson with the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, said that licensing could be a challenge. The state can issue emergency courtesy licenses during the pandemic for out-of-state health workers. Said that could, in theory, only take a couple of days per license, but that could stretch into weeks if there is a rush of dozens or hundreds of applicants. Despite the challenges facing the state's healthcare system, hospital administrators will not be looking for help from legislators, saying that it's too divisive. Kozin sent a letter to the governor in September urging him to issue another disaster declaration. A chorus of legislators leaning more to the left joined the call, saying it was the quickest and most effective way to respond to the pandemic. But the Dunleavy administration argued the disaster declaration is a blunt tool and unnecessary with the vaccine readily available. The governor's office Thursday said that another disaster declaration will not be issued, nor will there be any new statewide mandates.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.